USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Philadelphia, where he's delivering remarks at an event marking Amtrak's 50th anniversary. Amtrak is set to receive about $80 billion out of the $2.2 trillion infrastructure proposal that the president put forward. Former Chief of Staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, is wondering why Amtrak is getting all your tax dollars.
Over 50 years has never figured out how to actually make money on the concession when you have a monopoly with your riders. They can't even operate efficiently, and yet we're going to give them more of the hardworking American taxpayer dollars? I don't think so.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden administration will restrict travel from India beginning Tuesday as concerns mount over a record surge in coronavirus cases there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is making public appearances again, giving his first public address since leaving the office at a gala in South Carolina Thursday night.
In just 100 days, the Biden-Harris administration has launched an avalanche of liberal policies that threaten to derail all the progress that we made for a safer, more prosperous, more secure America.
Pence speaking to a group of evangelical voters. A man suspected of murder is back in custody.
A prisoner who is suspected of murder and being transported from Georgia to Arizona has escaped custody at the Atlanta airport. Fulton County Sheriff's Office said officers were searching for Jason Stover. They said he was last seen in College Park, Georgia. He's wanted in connection to a shooting at a Phoenix bar that left one person dead and another injured. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Joe Biden sat down with NBC Today Show weekend host Craig Melvin for a wide-ranging interview dealing with taxes, immigration, and Rudy Giuliani's raid. Among the things discussed is why the president is wanting to spend another nearly $4 trillion as we still continue to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic.
That's the reason why it's recovering, because we're investing. Look how rapidly it's recovered since we passed the last piece of legislation. And that legislation was $1.9 trillion. If we don't invest in this country, we're going to fall behind even further.
Democrats and Republicans for generations have been, shall we say, skeptical about the ability of big government to do big things. What makes you so confident that skepticism has changed?
Well, first of all, the facts don't reflect that. I don't have any inordinate faith in government, but there's certain things only the government can do. We rank number 8 in the world in terms of infrastructure, for God's sake. Is the private sector going to go out and build billions of dollars worth of highways, ports, airports, bridges? Are they going to do that? And so these are things that only government can really do.
The president visiting Philadelphia today as part of his Get America Back on Track tour. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.